This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 406 for Thursday, May 23rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was higher on Thursday, despite mixed comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil made gains. However, Chicago soy oil was down, and crude oil was lower as the trade weighed an upcoming meeting of OPEC and speculation over cuts to key interest rates in the United States. The Canadian dollar was down 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. While most of the prairies will be dry, southern Manitoba should get between 30 to 60 millimeters of rain on Friday. The July canola contract was up $6.40 per ton at $672 even. In the United States, corn and wheat were higher, while soybeans were down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 911,200 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended May 16th, up 23% from the previous week. In addition, 305,000 tons of new crop corn were also sold, mostly to Mexico. Canada imported 34,500 tons of U.S. corn during the week ended May 16th, taking the crop year total to 925,500 tons, more than double from 1 year ago. The International Grains Council cut its forecast for worldwide new crop corn production by 6 million tons at 1.22 billion, largely due to a leafhopper outbreak in Argentina. The July corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.64. Old crop U.S. soybean export sales were near the lower end of trade expectations at 279,400 tons last week, while 65,500 tons of new crop soybeans were also sold. Old crop soy meal sales were below trade expectations at 145,300 tons, but above expectations for new crop at 51,400 tons. There were 1,000 tons of net sales reductions for old crop soy oil, while 4,000 tons of new crop were sold. Iowa, Nebraska, and parts of North Dakota and Minnesota were forecast to see up to 25 millimeters of rain through Saturday. Freight operators reduced projected Brazilian soybean exports for May by 300,000 tons at 13.83 million, 4% less than the year before. The July soybean contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.39. Only 17,900 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export last week, down 77% from the week before. Meanwhile, 224,900 tons of new crop wheat were also sold, with more than half going to Mexico. The IGC reduced its global new crop wheat production forecast by 3 million tons at 795 million, due to revised outlooks for Russia and Ukraine. Germany's Association of Farm Cooperatives said wheat production in the country is expected to drop 5.6% from last year at 20.31 million tons, although slightly higher than its previous forecast. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.98. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.11. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.44. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, May 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.